R&B. This is Soul Hustle.
Yes. Are you there? I don't know what's going on with your mic.
Oh, right there. Yeah. Hey, what's up, everybody? Hey, welcome to Soul Hustle. I'm back in the building with DJ Du Bois. He's really in the building. You know, he didn't want me playing or, you know, having a moment here.
You all right,
man?
My
mentor.
You okay?
Yeah, man. It's been a rough week. You know, after losing my mentor. And I just wondering, if he wrote me into his will, you know? Come on, bro. He's one of your first mentors too. Come on. We cannot take away for what that man has done for us boys.
This is Side Hustle Radio.
No, it's not.
Wow. Really? I think that was the producer. I don't think she liked us talking about my mentor. Yeah, Steven. But get back to my mentor. My first health teacher. He's my first health teacher. He inspired me to become a photographer.
Okay.
But you gotta give it to him. You gotta give it to him. And you know, this past week, Hugh Hefner. My idol. I'm going on limb to say this, like, say it like this, bro. The only white guy I have ever looked up to. I'm going to keep it real. The only white guy I will go battle for is Hugh Hefner.
You said that. You probably right. Not even Bill
who?
Bill Clinton.
See, now, you know I couldn't stand Bill.
You couldn't stand Bill?
Because Bill
was another pimp, though. He was getting,
he was getting in the White House, but then he gonna come out and say, that's not sex. What I did with her was not sex. Dude, what was it? Because my health teacher, Mr. Hefner, who spun out Hef, Chulo, Mr. Hefner tells me in health class, he used to teach me through his many of pamphlets. He had good pamphlets every single week. No, granted, I never ordered that. I'm trying to figure out how can I get one of them.
Even though
I went through my uncle's stuff, my uncle's crates.
That's
why I like going to my grandma's, because when I went to my grandma's, when my uncles was gone, I knew where they hid their Playboys and
not only that, you know, I'm thinking about trying to watch the Playboy Channel.
Playboy Channel, oh
when
yeah,
when it would be scrambled, and you'd be like, oh look.
It was the channel after the movie channel. We had that little box.
You had it? When
they first got cable, you know, one thing grandma didn't understand, if you get the full package that was on there, and what happened is she came by it late one time, because remember, during that time, it didn't come on until after 8 o'clock. So throughout the day,
she was dead by six.
Yeah, dead bed by six. And And she came through one time. It was one of my uncles got caught. She, you know, grandma don't knock on the door. She's busting in. And she's like, what the hell are y'all watching? And they're watching the Playboy Channel. She's like, oh, remove cable from the house. You know, and that's, you know, and again, if you don't, you know, you got to go to channels.
Well, it's being all loud.
I guess. I don't know what they were doing.
Ooh, look at this. What y'all in there doing? What the?
So that's when they found out. That's when they found out that you didn't have to get the Playboy Channel. You can remove it, blah blah blah. But wow. Like I said, if you was to go and just stare at it through the fuzzy screen, you're gonna see some action. So yeah, he gave me. As a matter of fact, he had the best my favorite TV station at one time. God, Hef did a lot for me growing up.
So what was one of your favorite cinephiles?
One of my favorite cinephiles was a Vanity.
Oh wow! See, I didn't even know Vanity was in it.
Oh, you know Vanity was in it?
Nah.
Oh my!
I thought I was gonna say Vanessa Williams.
Vanessa Williams. That wasn't too risque though. That wasn't that.
Jodie Watley.
Oh, I do remember Jodie Watley in there.
There's been a few others.
Huh. No, the other one.
I didn't know Vanity, about the Vanity.
Vanity, and then my second one was LaToya.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Matter of fact, I still got that issue somewhere. I think I still have that issue.
Just sitting around.
Matter of fact,
yeah, it's worth some money.
Hey, I need to put it on my coffee table when I get home. Like, I need to go find out where it's at.
You gonna frame it?
Yeah. Put it on my wall. I have a bachelor pad right now, so yeah, I should put it on my coffee table for good reading.
I liked Penthouse too, now.
Now, I mean, Penthouse was a whole different one. It was, ooh.
Hustlers and Ice too.
Ooh.
Hustlers was a little, ooh.
But yeah, Hustlers started in Cincinnati though. You know that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
He had his day. He's still around though. He got the Hustler stores.
Yeah.
I think they're still down there. I haven't really paid attention when I went down to Cincinnati if the Hustler stores were still around. Huh. They probably shut it down. They don't let him. And the thing about him is he's in a wheelchair still getting it.
Yes. And he got shot because someone got mad about his rights. You know, him asserting his First Amendment rights.
Now, we had this discussion today. Who do you think, do you think R. Kelly will be the new next Hugh Hefner?
I think R. Kelly had a chance. He had a chance. But he's been doing too many creepy things.
Well, they were saying Hef had some underage women in his day, too.
Of course. But Hef didn't go around peeing on them on tape.
Well, yeah. Not on tape. We don't know what was going on in the mansion.
Yeah. Like I said, when the doors were closed, the cameras was off. When the door was open, the cameras was on. You know what I'm saying?
I think Hef was probably R. Kelly's little mentor too. You know, he got his little mansion and he has his women. And we just waiting for R to come out with a magazine.
Oh yeah, that's what he needs to do. It should, like I said, when he had the Candy Factory, he should just bring that magazine back called The Candy Factory. And there you go. Man,
Cookie
Monster Edition, you know? I swear.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, rest in peace, Hugh.
Two squirts of lotions every day, you know? Pour out some lotion for Mr. Hef.
Pour out some lotion.
For all those.
Oh, boy.
You got to admit, he did our cult. Well, I ain't going to say our cult. He did our generation good, you know.
Yeah. I'm sure a lot of listeners have their choices of favorite cinephiles.
But, yeah, like I said, mine was Vanity. The second one would have to be LaToya.
Huh. What's her name was in there? I'm trying to think. Who was it? Oh, it's on the tip.
Kim. Wasn't Kim in there a few times?
Kim.
Kardashian? Or Wes, whatever the hell their name is now. Wasn't she in there?
I don't know. That's a good question.
She was in one of them magazines a few times. I thought it was Playboy, but I could be wrong. You know the actor, the comedian, the black comedian with the short bald hair, black woman. What is her name? You would know her if I could think of her name. That's why we need Alexa down here. I meant to bring Alexa down here.
Alexa, that's an excellent question. Like, what year was?
Well, this comedian was in Playboy just recently, and I was like, what the? She has short hair. She's black and she's kind of heavy set. Or she is heavy set.
You talk about the one on Saturday Night Live?
No, not her. She has like a shaved bald head, like, you know, like she get a haircut. Not like she don't have a perm. Oh man, I was like, no.
Wow.
Killing me.
Oh yeah, you can. Where's Michael? Okay, you said it was this year she was in Playboy?
Yeah. It starts with an N. It's on the tip of my tongue. Probably gonna have to do a little research on that and come back to it. Cause it's driving me crazy.
Okay, let me see.
When's
Oh, I know another good one. Brooke Shields. That was another one. That was another good issue.
She was very close to being underage when she was in there, right?
Oh, yeah. Very good.
It was like, wasn't she just like 18 or was she 21?
I think she's about, that's a good question. But, you know.
Brooke Shields was a good one. She was looking like a little kid.
No, Brooke had long, come on, you know. No. Well, did she? I'm going to have to think about it.
I'm just thinking when she was in that movie and she was topless, she was like,
Oh, Blue Lagoon? Yeah. Dang, that's so old. Woo, you went back, way back.
Lisa Bonet. Was Lisa Bonet in
it? That is a good one. That is a good one.
Dang. No Janet?
No Janet. I would always wait for Janet.
Oh, man. I know y'all like, why are they talking about this? What kind of show is this?
Because that's my mentor. And I'm going to talk about my mentor. You know, it's a sad day. Because without Hef, will R&B be like R&B? You know, with that, you know, I think because of Hef, what's his name? Teddy. That's how Teddy brought out Turn Out the Lights.
Was he at the Playboy Mansion too?
Oh,
you know, that was the thing. You were nothing if you didn't get a Playboy Mansion. Hey man, I'm going to the Playboy Mansion, boy. I made it. I'm in the building.
But the funny thing, before the mansion became as popular as it did, they used to have like little small Playboy clubs in all different cities.
Yeah.
And I even heard they had one here because the older white guy who I worked with.
I remember being a kid hearing about it.
Yeah, I didn't know nothing about it. He approached me because he knew Hefner was my mentor growing up. So he was like, yeah, they used to have a Playboy Club here. He brought a picture from home.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he brought a picture from home of him being at the Playboy Club. He had this perm in. I'm like, look at you. He had no hair now. But he had this perm in. He's like, yeah, man, I was always in that spot. I'm like, what?
You're in the
perm?
Wow.
Like, yeah. So he brags about that.
You had hair then, huh, buddy?
Oh, yeah, man. You had the perm? I'm like, look at you. Look at a little perm out there.
I was quite the man at that time.
Oh, yeah. You let him tell it. You know, he was the man at that time. So, you know, so he came over. He saw me a little down that, you know, my mentor passed away. I'm just sitting there looking at my lotion, bottle of lotion on my desk, like, oh, God.
Where is this going? Because lotion.
This segment is brought to you by Jerkins. I'm like,
all right, and
time for some music.
Gentlemen, score one off for
two shots. Yes. Two shots. Shout out. So, you know, it's not too late, but
like somebody is probably thinking, I'm about to just take care of one right now in the memory of half, man.
Hey.
With a magazine in my hand.
Get that magazine.
Don't get the pages sticky now.
Hey, get the magazine. Hey, bro, can you cue up a song that you can play for them during that time?
What is an appropriate song for?
Anything slow. R. Kelly, Teddy Pendergrass, you know, anything. This is going out for all those. Who's gonna miss our mentor, Hugh Hefner? One last time, get the lotion out.
Oh goodness!
Get your magazine.
I don't know what to say.
And we just gotta do it for him one last time. Well, many more times. Not just you're gonna stop, but you know that. Y'all get what I'm saying.
Okay. Hey. Well, here's something for y'all.
Hey, this be Side Hustle. This be Soul Hustle Radio. Bro. You just trying to make it. I ain't going to pick up an upbeat tempo song. You want to slow it down.
I want to slow it down?
Oh, you just want to get over with. Like.
I was just thinking, you know, you want to hear her going, you know, being nasty, and you could, you know, that's a no.
If you're going to use a nasty song, you might put a Celine Johnson.
Who?
Celine Johnson.
Celine Johnson?
Yeah.
What's that? What song is that?
I would do No Words by Celine Johnson or Slowly by Celine Johnson. If you're going to do a song... If you're gonna do a song, if you're gonna do a nasty song, or any Janet songs. Wow, Janet have a whole plethora of nasty songs.
Oh goodness, where is this going? this is for y'all. Well, it was just as many women that you know.
Oh yeah, well, I don't know if they had Playgirl, right? Yeah, I think was that by him too? I never checked that out.
I don't
out.
Know.
I never wanted to know anyway, so.
Well, I'm not talking about, you know, I'm talking about maybe like, you know, somebody, you know, women that like women thing, you know.
Oh, women who like, oh boy. Okay.
Let's see. You can't play nasty because that's too fast. Can't play Runaway. Huh.
Who you was, Janet?
Yeah. I'm just looking to see what's in here. Funny how it's a lot of faster songs in here. Let's see. That might not work either. No, that ain't gonna work.
Oh.
What is going on? Can't play Prison Control. No.
No.
What is Night?
No. You got anything from the Velvet Rope?
I don't know what this is. That's too fast for y'all.
No.
Oh, goodness gracious. Let's see. How about that?
No.
Oh, goodness. Okay, I got you.
Okay, we got that. Hey, this is Soul Hustle. School out for my mentor, Hugh Hef. Rest in peace. You'll be missed.
Okay.
Yes. Shout out to Janet. Shout out to, like I said, the late, great Hugh Hefner. He was like, what, 91? He lived a full life, bruh. He lived a full life. Man, he was married to, you know, to be able to go to bed with three women, four women a night in a big bed. I mean, it's a man's dream. And not to deal with all the issues.
I don't know what to say. I just... We just played some songs for people to...
Shout out to him. You know, throw it out. You know, you pull out, if you pull out liquor for your homie, you can do put two pumps of lotion for my mentor. So, shoot. It's
two
good.
Two pumps of lotion for your homie?
No, they pour it out for the, they pour out liquor for the homies. And, hey, you doing the lotion for my mentor.
Okay.
Well, for our mentor. You know, he mentored a lot of dudes growing up.
Okay. Not I.
Not I?
I mean, you know.
That's right.
You know.
Almost not Jehovah's Witnesses. So.
Nah, you know. I know about Playboy. I rock with Playboy. But, you know, as you get older, you know, you still was a, he still mentored you as an adult.
Nah. When I got to like 15, I was full-fledged good, so, you know, he took me from 8 to 15, you know, and I'm good after that.
8 to 15? Alrighty. So, welcome to the show.
Hey, Side Hustle Radio.
We're going to...
Soul Hustle. Why keep saying Side Soul Hustle Radio?
I don't know. They don't know. Y'all don't know. That's our other show.
Yeah, that's our other show. Yeah. Check it out every Saturday at 6 p.m. That was a shameless plug for the show.
My mic won't stand up. What the?
Your mic, that sound like some issues. Should go ahead and use some lubrication for that mic. I'm playing, y'all. So this ignore me right now. Just ignore me right now.
Like it's too heavy. Yeah, man, you know, this mic is too heavy for you. It's too big for you. Anyway, what kind of show is this become? I just tuned in to hear some good R&B.
Yeah.
And these guys is talking about Hugh Hefner for the last 30 minutes. And then gonna tell, here's some music for you to get some pleasure off to.
Hey. That's my fault. If you want to blame somebody, blame me, because I email
all concerns to issues to
soulhustleradio@gmail.com. Email them, and I will respond to y'all. Soul Hustle Radio.
So, okay. Here's something for you, bro. You might want to consider trying to grow a beard.
No.
You're not gonna do with the beard game.
No. Ooh, I'm about to start casting my.
You see that? These women are really thirsty over dudes with beards.
One, let me tell you what.
They got beard game hoes now.
Beard game thoughts.
I think they said hoes.
Hoes.
They're exposing those women who are trying to holler at men on beard game and thirsty. And they blasting them.
Wow.
I guess beard game was originally supposed to just be for men who have beards and got it popping, got it going on. And now it's turned into, hey, girl, look at my such and such. I got a beard and I got a such and such. Hey, girl, check out my chest and check out my beard.
Yeah, so they went from the beard now to the body, now to the body parts.
But you gotta have a beard, though.
But you gotta have a beard, though. Shout out to all the clean-faced dudes out there like myself.
You gonna have clean face gang?
Clean face gang. I keep the clean face gang going strong, man. Man, who want to have all that extra stuff on your face? Man, I look at the dude's beard. I'm like, man, you making me damn hot.
Hey.
Oh, my fault. Yo, you trying to get yours growing. You trying to get yours popping right now, huh, bro?
I've been having my little, you know
what I mean? I can't even grow facial hair like that, man.
Sure. I don't want no thick, long, nasty beard to get food all caught in up in it and... You know, it's a lot of maintenance to take care of a thick beard.
Oh yeah,
like
there's a lot of maintenance to take care of a thick beard. You know, that's why people don't grow afros anymore, because it takes a lot to keep it maintained. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's why I keep it low, tight, keep the waves going in, and keep that clean face.
Hey, well, you know you can get a, beard weave now. You can get beard put on. And it looks real. Look, it's, you know what I mean? So you can still be down with the beard game.
Wow. So you should, so you
I'm not talking about the Beijing thing either.
I thought you were talking about the Beijing. I do the Beijing thing. Just put this cover my bottom of my face black real quick.
Nah. I'm talking about real hair, like just glue it on.
Wow!
I'm gonna have to do that. That'll give me a perfect
should,
beard.
So how? So you want to be part of the beard gang? What you just do like part beard gang? You know, like part beard. You know, for those who don't got the full beard, you know, you got the starter kit beard gang. The starter kit.
What the goatee gang?
Yeah, the goatee gangs. But goatee people look a little like, why you want to put all that stuff around your, never mind. See, all that hair around your mouth. Trust me, I don't like all that hair around my mouth.
The females who know understand what I'm talking about.
I don't like all that hair around my mouth. That's all I'm saying.
Oh. So I'm like, oh, boy. Okay, ladies. Well. There's some opportunities blown for some women with you, huh?
Oh yeah. I don't play that beard. I clean face all day long. I don't want hair on my face. I want no hair on my face.
You just want to keep looking like a little baby face, dude.
No, young.
You just want to stay young forever.
No, it's not about staying young forever. I just can't grow a beard.
You can get it implants.
Oh, implants?
You can get implants. There's a lot of options now for us. You know? There's a lot of great options for us as far as beard is concerned. We need to have a good beard implant man come on the show. So tell me what I can get done now. Because I've been thinking about, changing up. You know? I need to get a little thicker.
Wow.
I need the Rick Ross type.
You need the Rick Ross type?
Styly.
But I'm trying to tell you, who wants all that at the bottom of their face? I'm not understanding it. I'm not understanding it. I've just been trying to figure out, you know, who wants to eat and get hair in their mouth?
Oh.
Who want to kiss somebody and get hearing? I don't understand that.
Women like that.
Okay. Like okay. Y'all like it. Y'all like it. Y'all. Okay. I'm not a beard game participant. Shout out to all the clean faces out there. So, but, you know, you got your starter kit growing, and hopefully... You know, you continue to let it grow more because you can then be a part of that game.
Yeah. All right. Well.
So is your,
I guess my question is, why do women need to be in the beard game group?
Because they're thirsty.
Yes, pretty much. So then the next question is, women are getting mad that men are talking about the women being in the group, and women are saying, why am I man tripping? But if it was a big boob game, it'd be a whole different situation. Why y'all need to be in there? These are just women with big boobs who got it going on, and they just showing their big boobs.
Yeah. Oh, bro, it's serious out there for us guys. Like, I was in this run group. And Instagram is really big on this, you know, because they all have all these different type of groups, all these, you know. So I had a female go through my phone, and she was like, she was going through my Instagram account, and she was like, why you got so many big booty, why you like so many big booty girls on here? Because I like big booties. You know what I'm saying? You need to get rid of all that. Huh? I gotta get rid of all that.
You are single, right?
Yeah, that's what I thought at the time.
What she talking about?
Yeah. But her whole thing was like this. You know, when we both, she was a model. And so she was always on social media, always posting pictures of herself. But she said, you would never see no pictures like that. Me trying to be thirsty, blah, 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 blah. Okay. I could like her pictures, right? But I couldn't like nobody else's pictures.
Oh.
You know, she said, and I got this from her. She said, and even on Facebook, I was, because she was always following me on every social media platform out there. I was not allowed to love another woman's photo. Put a heart. I can do a thumbs up. But I can never put a heart. And I said, you know something? I'm going to adapt that one. For any woman with me, I'm the exact same way now. You can put a thumbs up. But I don't want you to love the photo.
Okay.
But, you know, would I get offended if my girl was in a beer game group? I don't know how to handle that response, but I'm gonna be worried about it. You know, if your girl's always on social media, and when you trying to talk to her and she spend more time on social media, then I start having that problem. You know, but once I start speaking and she stopped looking at social media and start paying me attention, and you know, we start conversing and start communicating with each other, you know, we should be good. So
yeah,
it don't bother me though.
I didn't know it was that type of a situation. Well, so I went over and finally said, what is the big commotion about this? So one of the first things I saw when I went over there was two bearded dudes kissing each other on the lips.
Oh,
so I was like, well, what is this?
Last time I be on that group.
What is this? And you know, the model Tyson.
Yeah.
He's all over the dang on page. With his shirt off. Wait a minute, bro. What? Is that what this is about? So y'all made it what it is. I mean, y'all made it thirsty for him. So there it is.
Yeah, you know. But, bro, can we get back to you? When you went on there, you saw two dudes kissing?
Yeah.
And they was part of the... Okay.
Yeah, two bearded dudes. Okay. Black dudes.
And they were black.
We usually think of beers, you think of manly, right?
Yeah, manly.
You
yeah.
don't think
yeah.
of... Not to say that if you're gay, you can't have a beard or you know, but... I was just like, yeah. So now they have Beard Game Ohio, and they have different... sections of it, and they're meeting up in places. Like, is this serious?
I should bust in clean face, dude. Clean face gang all the way. CFG all the way.
CFG.
Yeah.
We all we got.
Clean face gang.
Oh man.
Just kicking in the door. I'm okay with my clean face because women love my clean face. So I'm good with it.
Well, you know, some of us have to grow a beard because we're not able to have that baby face, clean baby face, You know what I mean?
I just can't grow a
beard. I don't have the option of not having a beard because I'll be all bumped up and, you know, I'll be like, dang, you need to grow a beard. Oh, okay.
I can't help it. This is my DNA. My DNA, you know, was mixed with not enough.
Testosterone?
I got tested, man. I got a lot of testing. But I'm just saying, you know, with my native side in me, you know, I have a little bit more than
do you than agree that there are some men that you like, dang, he need to grow a beard because he look like a chick? You ever seen... I'm about to throw this person under the bus. I'm sorry. I'm about to throw him under the bus. Manny Fresh.
Yeah, Manny Fresh.
He need to grow. Yeah. He needs some hair on his face. Yeah. He looks like Mama Fresh.
I still think
Manny like Mama Fresh.
Manny's a tranny.
Yeah. I've seen.
You see that?
Women that look like Manny Fresh.
Like, you know, you a stud?
You know? Hey, you look like Manny Fresh. Hey, how you doing, man?
How you doing?
Oh, wow. Madea? Okay, I thought... Speaking of Madea, she has Boo Part 2 coming out.
And I hope it's better than Part 1, because Part 1 was horrible. I was so mad. My girl, like, hey, can we go see this? I say, first thing is this. I'm a grown man. I hate seeing another grown man in a dress. Yeah, right there. We like that, bro. We like that.
You saying Flip Wilson? Oh, God. He started this mess.
Yeah, he started that mess.
Martin.
Yeah.
Shanaynay. You know, some dudes thought Shanaynay was fine.
Big Mama.
Hey, man. Shanaynay fine, though. Hey, man. She looked like Shanaynay, dude. Was that a real woman? Oh, how you going to talk my girl? That's a girl? And on the next Maury, I told him.
Dude. No. I'm glad that you said this because I wish our producer was around because I want to know about this TV show Stars. Are you familiar with Stars?
Is that the spinoff of Empire?
Yeah.
I've probably watched it once. I watched it twice.
I think the second time when I saw the girl who I thought was the boy who I thought was a girl was at a strip club and it brought back these crazy memories for me. And I went to a strip club and it was dudes. I don't want to talk about that part. That's a little crazy. But when she got out of jail, I know she was in jail, you know, because I didn't watch it last season. So I watched the beginning of this season. And she came out, and her and her little girls or dudes or can I say shims? I don't know. My producer would tell me later on. And so this dude was pushing up on a girl, this one girl, or dude. I don't know what you call him, the shim, okay? And I like the shim was pretty thick. I'm like, oh, yeah. I'm like, oh, sure, she's pretty thick. Little light skin. And she like, dude, you know, leave my girl alone. And he's like, oh, you just a bougie bee. And the dude stood up, but the shim stood up, who I thought was a girl, like, if you don't leave my girl alone. I'm like, oh, no, Jesus. Oh, my God. Chase the TV. See, that's why I don't do clubs no more like that, bro. That's why I don't do clubs like that no more, because they out there fooling people. You ain't going to fool me.
So I watched, you said Stars. I just finished watching Empire this week on Hulu.
You just
why was Queen Latifah on Empire? I think that they know that show is hot garbage, so
they try to blend.
Right,
they try to help. I said the exact same thing. They know the show is hot garbage, so now they moved Empire back to 8 o'clock.
Uh huh.
Because it used to be on at 9 o'clock.
Right.
And in order for people to stay on Empire and then to follow transition right over to Stars to help them out with their rating. I'm like, man, no one can help that show.
No, they can't. I'm not into that. I can't get into that show. is it that it's for the younger people, or is it just period people just not feeling the show?
I don't know. I can feel it. I can feel the show, but the little dude that's playing a girl looks like a look. It's too messing with my head. I can't.
I didn't really care for this week's Empire either. I was just like,
Lucius leg is gone. What just happened?
Lucius is nice.
He's nice. Stop it! Stop it! How does that make you feel that you get no credit?
I do like what's her name though? I used to have a crush on her.
Who? Becky?
No, not Becky.
I ain't gonna lie, Becky. Shout out to Gabby A. Sandy Bay. Do your thing, girl, mama. Cause she's got that way.
I think she's wearing some padding on that show. Cause she's smaller than that now. She's smaller than that. She's smaller than that.
Okay.
I don't know what that was about. Cause she's a lot smaller. You see Exhibit trying to holler.
Yeah, the funny good, part is just that he's like, nah, you know we can't. But you know, you good. Go you glad. You good to watch me walk away? I was like, did she hear something like that?
What? She done got all cocky.
I was like, oh, okay. Okay.
The thirsty still after?
Oh, I think thirsty been hitting that.
Oh, word? That's probably why she ain't give you no time.
That's why she ain't give you no time.
I'm already getting it from thirsty.
Shit, thirsty saw that in a while. He's like, oh, yeah. Cause remember she was dating the Christian rapper on there. You know, who ended up becoming the Christian rapper on there?
So, the show is just, you know, no, come on, man. No, I'm talking about the therapist.
Oh. I forget her name in the show, but you talk about Demi.
Yeah, man. I used to have the biggest thing for Demi Moore when she was in Striptease.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one. That was a good one. Striptease. Yeah, she was pretty good in that one.
Yeah.
But it wasn't nothing like the Players Club. I'm sorry. And see, because of the Player Club, because of the Striptease, them are the two movies. Well, there was three movies that made strippers who they are today.
Oh. Y'all like, what is this show about sex today? Because of Hef.
My mentor. And again, I would go out, and nothing against white people. I love white people. But he's the only white guy that mentored me that I looked up to. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. So he mentored me.
He did the same thing that Bill did. But why did Bill get in trouble and Hef not get in trouble?
This is a good question.
And Bill was at the Playboy Mansion a all lot. Time too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wonder if Hef knew what was about Bill. Like, he just, Bill, the secret is safe with me. It's going with me to the grave. Yeah, and it really did.
You know, yeah.
They never asked. They probably never even asked.
Yeah, they never
did you see Bill do anything, put anything in drinks or anything?
Yeah. He said, the drinks I told Bill to give the girls? Nah, I never saw that.
Now let me get you a girl. Take care of him. Oh, well, okay, yeah. We don't even know no more about the situation. We're good. I'm going to go to the room with this girl and just imagine that I was never here.
Yeah, I'm never here. Not one girl, not two girl, but three girls you can go in the room with. But yeah, so. But yeah, for, like I said, going back, Empire, you know, well, no, we see what happens on the next episode. And also stars. I just wonder, is that character, is that really a, you know, for the, on our break, I'm going to have to Google, see is that character really a dude in real life?
Uh-huh. I wouldn't know because I don't watch the show, so it's really not going to make any sense to me.
Do our producers watch that show?
Stars?
Yeah.
No. No, she don't like it either. I don't know too many people that like that show. I don't understand how it's still on TV. It's like, as soon as it come on, everybody's like, oh, click.
Oh, yeah, pretty much.
Time to turn. Something on Netflix where I could probably watch right now.
Oh, speaking of Netflix, if you want to watch something on Netflix right now, is the 25th anniversary of Def Jam.
Oh, word.
25 years ago, Def Jam, Def Comedy Jam, brought us the comedians that we see today. Like, Martin Lawrence, like, one of the biggest influences when it comes to Def Jam. Because, and again, shout out to Russell Simmons for, you know, help create this platform.
Thank you for coming out. God bless.
Yeah, that was his closing every time. Thank you for coming out. God bless. But, you know, shout out to Martin and all the comedians that went through this. Bernie Mac, Steve Harvey, Dave Chappelle.
Chris Rock.
Adele Givens.
Chris Tucker.
Man, any comics that's doing work today in movies or in TV shows all got their start going through Def Comedy Jam.
You trying to give me, what she say? Like trying to give a whale a tic tac.
Oh yeah, Adele Givens. Yeah, yeah. She said, like, you trying to give me? She said you wearing a size 4 shoe. Matter of fact, because that's one of the clips they played on the show. But
oh, really?
Yeah. So if you want to get a chance to watch something funny on Netflix, that is the thing I suggest putting into your cart or just watch it right now. I watched it 2 times already.
Oh,
came
word.
Out this week. Yeah, the 25th anniversary of Def Jam. And Def Comedy Jam. And Dave Chappelle was like one of the main hosts on that.
Dave Chappelle was on that?
Yeah, Dave Chappelle. He was. Huh. Dave Chappelle was hilarious on that.
I'm trying to remember. Was that later in this?
Oh yeah, it was later.
Earlier.
It was later. Oh, it was like okay. Mid. It's like season 4 or 5, something like that.
At some point, I kind of quit watching it.
Yeah,
Did it go off and then came back? But we didn't know it came back. Maybe that's what it was.
Yeah, that's probably what it was. Then they started doing a lot of spinoffs of that. You know, BET got their own little comedy show.
Their comedy show wasn't bad either.
It wasn't.
BET's wasn't bad. Comic View wasn't bad. It was funny at times.
It was funny at times. And that's how, what's his name? The comedian, again, out of Cincinnati, became the main host of that show. Because he won, he beat all the comics who, you know, that's when they had like this comic off.
Oh, yeah. Bruce.
He was on Def Comedy Jam. Man, Def Comedy Jam had so many different comics come through. Even Kevin Hart came through Def Comedy Jam.
Kevin Hart was on there? Wow.
Yeah, your boy.
My boy?
Yeah.
My boy, huh?
Yeah, your boy.
Mr. Apologetic. Well, this isn't a shout out to my man DJ Booker. He says, I got a mix show, not a talk show. Oh, y'all do all that talking, man.
Uh-oh.
You need to play some music.
You got to play some music. Coming from up high, down low, too slow, squirt, squirt, lotion, jerkins. Hey, is it time for a mix or are we playing music right now?
Playing music right now?
Just playing some music right now? Hey, let's get back to some more of this music, not a mix yet. I'll be Hef.
DJ D Poise.
Be right back. Soul Hustle Radio.
Yeah, been missing the present. Since you got a new president, I swear this shit is evident. I can see the signs. Found it right between my eyes. Had to look a little deep to see them thoughts weren't even mine. So who say when it's time? They want a reaction. This is your distraction, wanna kill you now. Can't take me down, found my crowd. It's over now, it's over. Can't take me down, found my crowd. It's over now, it's over. Pain is the new pleasure. Get worse before it get better. Goddamn it, gotta get better. Oh, pain is the new pleasure. Ain't talk to my mama in a while. No, no. Cause I got my own demons and damn it, I'm tired of feeding. Man, I pray one day I get to hold ya, hold ya. Look you in the eyes and say I know ya. Yeah, all the love I try to show ya, that wasn't enough, it made me colder. Pain is the new pleasure. Get worse before it get better. Goddamn it, gotta get better. Right now pain is the new pleasure. Yeah, pain is the new pleasure. Mm-hmm. Pain is the new pleasure. Oh, pain is the new pleasure. Pleasure. All they gotta deliver, I said, when you're afraid of, all you gotta deliver, finally love yourself, yeah. All you gotta deliver, take up the clothes off, oh, 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 all you gotta deliver.
That is,
who was that?
Mario.
Mario?
You gonna be like, what? Who? Yeah, that was Mario.
Okay.
Wait, you don't like it?
I probably have to give it a chance. I was just trying to figure it out. Now, I know it's him.
Hey, let me know what y'all think about that new Mario. Speaking of new.
Oh, there's a few out new this week.
Okay.
Where are we going to start at, though?
I guess you want to do Tank.
That's right. Tank got a new one. Tank. Tank.
Mr. Never Keep a Shirt On. I'm not going to... Let me keep it 100 with you. I don't friend dudes that on Facebook or Instagram who don't have a shirt on. Bruh, I don't care about if you got a shirt on or not. And I really don't like to buy albums with dudes with no shirt on either. So
I will never buy an album with a dude not having their shirt on.
Because how that going to look? People, hey, let me get a ride. Hey, man, who's this dude on your... What CD cover is this with the dude with no shirt on? Oh, you like Tank, bro? You like dudes with no shirt on? You like no shirt songs?
No shirt...
He makes a lot of no shirt songs. You ask, what is a no shirt song? Well, pretty much any Tank song. You gotta kind of flex, take off your shirt.
So the title of his album is called Savage. And the funny thing is the title track is also the title song out there right now that's being played on the airway.
Well, hold up. Trey Songz is on here.
Oh yeah, I see Trey Songz and Ludacris was on number two now, called Everything. So we're gonna skip number one. Everybody don't understand what number one is.
Two dudes that don't wear shirts on one song.
Trey Songz knew to wear a shirt.
In that last video, he ain't have a shirt on. He didn't got him too in it.
But he also was CG. He was also CG in that one too. So he was like, he was okay. He had a CG shirt on.
Hey man, our next picture shoot, we're not gonna have any shirts.
No,
huh?
I'm keeping my if we want to keep people listening to this station, I gotta keep this shirt on. Shoot. Take a picture of this face. People love the face. They don't just them love the body. I told you, you see my thing I see this week. You know, I ain't really get my chance to get my summer body ready, but my winter body is flossing right now. Shoot, this winter body's ready for winter.
I don't want any winter. I don't want winter. When things get to popping, we're moving.
Oh yeah, we are.
Warm climate all year round.
Oh yeah, we are.
Cali, Florida,
Arizona. Nah, Atlanta. That's not. No. No.
Oh yeah, I forgot about Atlanta.
I can't do Atlanta. Arizona, we gotta think of probably South Carolina, North Carolina area. But then again, that's the South. I take knees too much, so I don't want to be mad at me there.
Oh.
We got to find a place. We got find a place to go, bro. That's. Not
we'll come back in the summer. Yeah. The spring.
Here we come, Vegas.
There you go. I love Vegas. Shout out to we got so many.
Oh, Raya B.
Shout out to Raya B, man. She be representing on Instagram.
Oh yeah, yes she does. Yes she does, man. Shout out. Great music. Check out her SoundCloud page, Raya B. That's R-I-Y-A.
She got a new song too.
B, Raya B. So check that out.
Raya, what's up? Why we ain't get the new track? What's up? We need that new track.
Yeah, we're gonna have to talk about that. Miss Raya.
So
get back to Tank now. This album, Savage. I want to be a savage.
I hope this album don't tank.
Okay. Well, the first song is like, but let's check out this next song. Let's start with two. We're going to play two to four songs off this track. Y'all be the judge. Y'all let us know. We could be wrong. We could be wrong, but hit us up at soulhustle1@gmail.com. soulhustle1@gmail.com. Let us know what you think. If our opinions is good or if they're off, let us know. Because if it's a whack track, I'm gonna let y'all know.
Shout out to the person hit me up about the say y'all stupid about the selfie king head thing.
Selfie king. Okay. Hey, this is Everything. This is Tank.
Oh, this is Everything.
Everything.
Just want a nigga that'll treat you like a pop star. Let you blow the budget on the turn up like a rock star. Cuff you and just fuck you in the backseat of a cop car.
What the?
You just want it real and if you're looking, I ain't that far. Oh, you just want the cash and the fast life. No, you see the Lambo, you can see that I'm the fast type. I can make you famous, got the cameras and the flashlight. You just want a daddy, you ain't never gotta ask twice. You supposed to wanna be with a boss. Not supposed to give a fuck about the cost, yeah. You look too good to take a loss. Hope you look pretty ass in it, let's floss. You too fly to fuck with any guy. You know I'm on your line. Give a real one a try. Give you everything. Cash, I got another blow. Think I got another
everything. Yeah, 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 everything. Cash, I got another plan. Everything. Think I got another show. Trippin' with bitches for yeah. Everything. Yeah, 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 yeah,
like
everything.
It. You just want a nigga that'll treat you like a pop star. You just wanna ride real fast with the top off. You just wanna ride real slow with your top off. I got all the time, might as well take my watch off. You just want the cash and the fast life.
Okay, okay.
You just want a nigga that can change your life.
Okay, okay.
I thought it was just me.
I'll wait for the Luda part, but I couldn't take it no more. I couldn't take it to the Luda part. I
can't either. Come on, man.
I knew Luda would've smashed that track. I knew he would've smashed that track, but I was disappointed.
I was very disappointed.
You 41 years old, bro.
Why you?
Woo, woo. You don't need to be doing all that, man.
And all the cussing, man. Why you need to do that? That's for the little young people.
Yeah.
Trey,
you. It's time for you to get past that, Trey. Trey, you beyond that now. You don't have to say,
come on, man. Y'all. Whew. I know some women. I don't care. Remember the female truck driver we had on the show back in the day?
Oh, yeah.
That was her dude, you know.
That sure was her dude.
He can't do no wrong. She'll probably be mad. How you just going to cut Tank off? Cause that was garbage.
Yeah. We got other songs. He got about how many songs in the track?
11.
Yeah, he got 11 songs. So, what's next, bro? What's another one you want to try?
They have there's a star next to When We. You know, on the whole entire album, it's only one star on one song.
Huh, interesting.
When We, is that the one we played earlier?
Nah. That would have been Savage, where we played earlier.
Oh, okay. So, F It Up. What the heck? I already know where that's going to go. I don't want to hear that cussing, man. Come on, man.
Let's do Sexy. Let's see what Sexy about. No, let's do When We first. Let's do When We first. Let's do that one. Let's try that one, When We. I guess it is that one we played earlier. I thought that was Savage.
I like it when you lose. I like it when you go there. I like the way you use it. I like that you don't play fair, yeah. Recipe for disaster, yeah. When I'm just trying to take my time, yeah. Stroke is getting deep and faster, yeah. You're screaming like I'm out of line. Who came to make sweet love? Not me. Who came to kiss and love? Not me. Who came to be Rocky, and don't use those hands to put up that gate and stop me.
Okay. I'm feeling this one. I feel this one. Okay.
That's your cut.
Hey, I'll play that one. That one.
This is the closer for you now.
It's not a closer. It's to get it started. It'll get it started. Yeah. So yeah, I will play that on my show. I'll play that on my mood music show. Shameless plug. Coming back soon, y'all. Had Ref Tark start this week, but yeah, that'd be a mood music. Yeah, okay. Set the mood up with that music. It's not a closer. It can set it up though.
Okay.
You
belong to me? Is that safe?
I think you should be safe. I think I have that one.
I hope. You belong to me, mother effer.
Beep.
Okay.
Let's try this one. You belong to me. Tank. Off his new album. Savage.
No. Sure.
need you. I'll just let you shine, yeah. I don't wanna look away. We done made some big moves.
Okay, okay. Okay. Okay, okay, okay. Okay, tank. What's going on with his cadence?
You ain't able to get to one whole song yet.
What if I was able, but his cadence is starting to be the same. He's like he's doing trap R&B. He's trying to do a trap
right,
R&B.
He's not.
You notice that?
He didn't start off as a trap artist.
No, he did. He's like, how you doing? How you doing? Do you know me? No. I'm like, come on. That's not Tank. It's not the Tank that I'm used. But his cadence is like, it's the same on all the tracks so far.
I can't do it.
Okay. Can we listen? One more for the road. Let's try the one with
him. I love them girls named Fantasy. I love them girls named Ecstasy. I love them girls.
Maybe he always been like that. We just didn't realize it.
What track was that?
That was from 2005.
That's 2005. I was going to say, that was this
album.
Maybe
he always been like that.
Well, that was a little bit different, though. But let's try number 10. Let's try number 10. Let's try number 10. Let's see if this is it's a closer.
Oh, we need a camera crew. Cause I'm about to get you loose. I'm about to make it, yeah, like something was wrong with you. Undo your ponytail, let all that fall down. Told you I'm gon' be there, to beat it all down.
No use for guilt to rush perfection.
Okay, we good.
Just make we're good. Sure I'm, the nuggets there. You
I'm not even feeling the breath. Woo! Woo! What's up with that, man? I'm not, dude. Tank. Tickety Tank. What is? Woo. What's up with that trap sound? Okay, we good. We good off the album.
You done with it?
Yeah, we done with the album. The album get no play. One track in the album get one play for me, but the rest of the album will not get no play. I don't know. I might have been in a different state of mind. Unbiased mind right now, but right now the album is, hey, someone's gonna like it. It just won't be me.
Women who like guys with no shirts on their albums.
Also, okay, so he gonna make
it's not for you, man. That's what it is.
You're right. It's not for me.
They just want to look at him with his shirt off, flexing.
Yeah. He wasn't speaking to me, and he wasn't speaking for me. So, yeah. So you're right. It's just not for me.
I can't relate, bro.
I can't relate. Okay, so you ready to get to this next album? Cause I think we still got Shantae Moore. Uh-huh. And I'm trying to figure out when the last time she did an album. And I'm like, Shantae, you've been gone for at least what, 15 years? Matter of fact, you've been gone since last time, 25 years. You Def Comedy Jam, Shantae. She's been gone for 25 years.
She did an album with her husband, her ex-husband. So did that gospel thing. She was doing the gospel.
Oh, she was doing the gospel for a while? Oh, yeah. I didn't know that. Who's her ex-husband?
Kenny Lattimore. Ex-husband.
Oh, they're ex now?
Yeah.
Shantae single?
Yeah. Shantae ain't got a man.
Hey, what's up, Shantae? Give me a call, Shantae. Let me get this message.
Obviously, she's a problem because, you know, Dwayne wasn't too happy with her. And then Kitty Lattimore ain't with her. So is there something wrong with Shantae?
You know the pretty ones are crazy.
You yeah, because she threw old boy all up under the bus. And I got a new man, and me and Kenny, we this, we that, we have the perfect relationship. Really? And now you're divorced. Let me stop. I'm gonna stop throwing her under the bus.
Hey, you don't have to. If her music is trash, don't worry, I'm gonna do it.
Well, let me just say this. Can we go back first before we go ahead. Forward
go
with
back
her?
First.
Because my first Shantae Moore experience was from Love Takeover.
How long ago was that?
1992.
Oh, jeez.
You had stuff like
way back.
Like this. Yeah. You had stuff like this.
Oh yeah, okay. I remember this track.
You had stuff like this. Your love's so precious. Stuff like this.
Ooh, let me feel this one a little bit, bro. Let me feel this one a little bit. That just sounds classic.
Oh, that is classic. It's all right. You remember It's All Right? Woof. It's guaranteed. You could put this album on and get your nasty on.
They got some opening songs and closing songs on this one.
Bottom line, she came out kind of a jazzy type.
Okay.
Smooth.
Okay,
you know?
I got you.
And then she had this song. You remember this song, which was in what movie? You don't remember?
Uh-uh.
House Party.
Oh, this was a house party?
This was in House Party. It was on House Party soundtrack.
It was?
Yeah. It was a House Party 2, maybe? It was House Party 1 or 2. Woo! Somebody gonna be playing some cute. Playing some of this stuff.
Yeah, that's an opening.
So then she just disappeared. And came back with this. And we was like, okay. Okay, and then I lost track. And supposedly she did an album in 2008. I don't know nothing about it. I wasn't independent. And then here we are. That was 2008, and here we are 2017. Now.
That's 9 years, bro.
Yeah, but looking where she came from and where she is today, you're going to be like, what happened? You're doing
uh-oh.
Trap.
Uh-oh. Here we go again.
Why does this keep happening? Y'all just trying to keep up with the times?
Okay.
So.
Let's hear a few bars, a few tracks.
About the first one is Welcome to the Journey. It's an interlude, so that probably ain't no. So, Chasing. And it's got a star. The interlude has a star, so maybe we should play the interlude,
let's
huh?
Let's play the interlude. Let's start there. You can always go there. The interlude says to the album.
Sometimes you gotta lose to win. Sometimes you gotta start to end. To get where you're going, it's not about knowing. The journey keeps going and going and going. In order to know where you flow, just let go. To get where you're going, it's not about knowing, it's about the journey. It's about the journey. It's all okay. About the journey.
It's all about the journey.
It's all about the journey.
Okay, okay. That's a good start off right there.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay, she's giving me hope. She's giving me hope. It's all about the journey.
Okay. I feel like Pookie. It just keeps calling my name, trying to get in touch with my connect, but I feel like they're stopping me, yeah.
Bro, I'm feeling it. I like it. Make me feel like I'm floating out of space. Without it, I just you got Beyonce feel to it. This addiction has made me a slave, so I'm chasing.
Chasing you.
Well, I thought it was a good song. I don't know.
Oh, she keeps saying it's chasing.
Yeah, you do have a point there. That's all she did. Kept saying it, but you know, it was
playing
a good
on his mind.
Dad or breathe. You know, you don't want them to
breathe. That ain't like breathe. Breathe. Breathe.
I'll think about Tony Braxton. Breathe. Breathe again.
Breathe.
When the pressure's overwhelmed and you find your pride's too big to tell me, I'll be the strength that lies beneath your ego. When you're going through the things that only you may know, when the world seems unfair and no one else seems to care, just know that I'm right here to help you clear the air.
You're feeling it.
Breathe again.
She's gonna help me breathe. Thank you, Sean.
She's gonna help me go to sleep.
Oh, she's gonna help you go to sleep. She's gonna help me breathe, help you go to sleep. I don't know. Okay. Okay, we on the fence on that one.
She got a real one.
Okay, okay, let's try that one.
Off the rip, it was cool. Perfect conversation. When it comes to dope relations, I ain't never had to fake one. It's gotta be some kind of catch, it's too perfect. All this loving you giving me, even though I know I'm worth it.
She mumble singing.
Take it right back, texting me, call me right back. You know that every girl really loves that. If you're taking care of me, and I don't have to ask. He ain't nothing like that nigga I had in the past.
Hey, hold up. Oh, she throwing shots.
Do some shots.
She just threw a shot. Did she just throw a shot at Kenny Lattimore? Or is she talking about Kadeem Hardy?
Probably both.
Oh, God. Oh, man. She just threw a shot. Not like that I had before.
Ooh, okay. Say what you say. What's on your mind, Shantae. Say what's on your mind.
That's the problem when you date a singer. We've discussed this with artists. If you date a singer and y'all have a bad relationship, expect songs about you. Expect you to be part of that next album.
Shoot. If you date any woman in any type of entertainment field, expect your business about you to be out there for me. I'm just saying.
So you gotta come hard every time you hit it. Yeah, you gotta just be the man every time. You can't be, babe, I'm tired.
Or just be the butthead of all times, like me.
Like, what happened with Mary J? Like, example. Like, every relationship she's ever been in has been a song. It's been an album.
Well, she only had one good album. That's Real Love. That's when she had it with me. But that's besides the point. We won't get to this right now.
She wrote that album about you?
About me.
You was the real love?
Of course. And it was my fault. I was young. We were both young at the time. And I didn't want to do nothing. I'm like, Mary, you got to do you. And I got to do me.
She was just starting off in the game.
Yeah, she was just starting off. I didn't want to slow her up.
You
didn't
hold her up.
I didn't want to. So
she wanted to stop singing and be with you.
Yeah, but I'm like, no, you can't, babe. You got to go ahead. I take the L for the T, and I'm going to walk away.
We good, baby.
We good.
We'll get back together later.
We get back, you know.
But when is that going to happen? Because you single, she single, so what's up?
Well, I got one more thing I had to do. I know she she said she'll wait, but we good. We good on that part.
She kind of still hurt over that situation, though, huh?
Well, no, she's never heard of it, but she understood that I did it for her. And she was okay with it.
I'm saying, you know, her last relationship, she's still trying to get over. She ain't in a rush.
Oh, no. She's a little bit right now. So, yeah, Mary, she's cool with me. But she's in a place that, you know, she's in that point right now. She's sort of put people in compartments of hell right now, and sometimes we good. Hey, can we play one more track from Shantae Moore, man? I want to see what this song Super Lover is talking about, because I didn't know her. I never met Shantae, but I see my stage name is on here, Super Lover.
Okay,
hey, what's that about?
Hey.
Listen, baby. Woo! I wanna tell you about you.
Okay, can we pause this for a second, bro? Can we pause this for a second?
I think you're
Okay, Shantae, you know I hate that term. You know I hate it, Shantae. Yeah, this song's about me, man. I don't know this girl. I must have met her one time before.
Ooh, she's so we love her.
Yeah, well, okay, let me hear it. Okay, because you know I'm a big dude, and I told people, you know, one word, if you want, two words that set me off. You know, if you call me ignorant, it's going to set me off. You call me then, but you call me ignorant, it's going to set me off. Or if you say this phrase, it's going to set me off. Hey, hey, hey. Like Fat Albert. You can call me Fat Albert, it don't matter. But if you say, hey, 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 I'm going to get mad, I'm going to get to my feelings, and now we're going to start fighting. So what do Shantae do at the beginning of this song?
Hey, hey, hey.
See, now she's going to get me to my feelings, Shantae. What are you talking about me? Go ahead and play the song again, bro.
Hey, hey, hey.
It's about me.
Listen, baby. I want to tell you about you. I think you're super.
Yes, you are. Blowing my
Hey, that was Shante Moore. That song was, I'm going to have to, bro, I know it was about me. She didn't say, hey, hey, because hey. I'm super just like that. Hey, with that being super, it's about that time for us to get going. Hey, y'all can follow me on social media at Hef_Chulo on Twitter and Hef_Chulo on Instagram.
Everything.
No, not everything. Not yet. I'm not socially conscious like you are, DJ.
Oh.
How can they follow you, bro?
DJ, DEEPOISE on everything.
And follow us on our Facebook page. That's Soul Hustle on Facebook. Let us know what you like, what you don't like. And yes, I'm that super. Until next week.
I'll be happy. This is Soul
That's
Hustle.
DJ DePoy.
Hear the world of R&B first. Right here. Find We're and out. Follow us online. And join us next time for the Soul Hustle.